You will hear an interview in which a businesswoman called Carla Smith is talking about her life and work. For each question, choose the correct answer, A, B, or C. This morning, we're talking to businesswoman Carla Smith, who's made some changes to the way she lives her life. Carla, the first thing you did was change the way you worked. Why?
I used to have a busy job. I worked for a large technology firm. It was interesting, so I never got stressed or needed time off like some of my colleagues who became ill. The job was incredible. I travelled all over the world. Then suddenly I realised I was living in hotels and I thought, you know what? I'd like to spend more time in my own house.
And now you run your own business.
Yes, and I choose which hours I work. I still do long days, but I can stop when I want to. I didn't used to go on holidays often, and I still don't, but that's my choice instead of my company's. Some people who leave big companies miss the big salaries, but that doesn't bother me.
Do you do more exercise now?
I spend about the same amount of time exercising as I did before. However, instead of doing it between work and dinner, I get up at 5 a.m. and exercise then. I'm into yoga. I have been for years, because it relaxes my body and mind. I've never really enjoyed team sports or athletics.
What about food? Are you healthier now?
Definitely. I never used to have lunch, and I ended up eating late and having too much chocolate and crisps, which made me feel bad. Now I cook everything from fresh, and it tastes so much nicer. I'm less tired now and have loads of energy, which was unexpected.
Do you spend more time with family now, too?
Yes, particularly my sisters. We've always loved films. When we were teenagers, we used to go to the cinema every week. That isn't always possible now, so we have film nights at my house instead. There's an outdoor pool in town and you can swim and watch films there. We're going to try that soon.
You're still a busy person. Do you have any time-saving advice?
There are things people do, like checking emails or messages on the bus to work or school and making a list of things to do the next day, which are good ideas and can sometimes save time. But the thing that works well for me is having lots of clothes which are the same, so you don't have to think about what to put on in the morning.
Now listen again. This morning, we're talking to businesswoman Carla Smith, who's made some changes to the way she lives her life. Carla, the first thing you did was change the way you worked. Why?
I used to have a busy job. I worked for a large technology firm. It was interesting, so I never got stressed or needed time off like some of my colleagues who became ill. The job was incredible. I travelled all over the world. Then suddenly I realised I was living in hotels and I thought, you know what? I'd like to spend more time in my own house.
And now you run your own business.
Yes, and I choose which hours I work. I still do long days, but I can stop when I want to. I didn't used to go on holidays often and I still don't, but that's my choice instead of my company's. Some people who leave big companies miss the big salaries, but that doesn't bother me.
Do you do more exercise now?
I spend about the same amount of time exercising as I did before. However, instead of doing it between work and dinner, I get up at 5 a.m. and exercise then. I'm into yoga. I have been for years, because it relaxes my body and mind. I've never really enjoyed team sports or athletics.
What about food? Are you healthier now?
Definitely. I never used to have lunch and I ended up eating late and having too much chocolate and crisps, which made me feel bad. Now I cook everything from fresh and it tastes so much nicer. I'm less tired now and have loads of energy, which was unexpected.
Do you spend more time with family now too?
Yes, particularly my sisters. We've always loved films. When we were teenagers, we used to go to the cinema every week. That isn't always possible now, so we have film nights at my house instead. There's an outdoor pool in town and you can swim and watch films there. We're going to try that soon.
You're still a busy person. Do you have any time-saving advice?
There are things people do, like checking emails or messages on the bus to work or school and making a list of things to do the next day, which are good ideas and can sometimes save time. But the thing that works well for me is having lots of clothes which are the same, so you don't have to think about what to put on in the morning.